and see if they can play physical football today. Let's become great. You know how we do our thing.
Welcome to the Lincoln County Locker Room, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kickspecs Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Rittberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Lincoln County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And we are back. Happy to be joined by a couple of stalwarts for the Watkins Memorial Warriors, both seniors, Brody Lee and Jace Henry. Guys, thank you for joining us. Yeah, appreciate it. All right, so let's talk first of all about the season. You guys have really turned it on so far. You have a record of 6-1. I know Brody's supposed to go first, but either one of you, what's been one of the keys to the success this year?
I think it's just been culture, brotherhood, and we've just played as one, really.
Jace?
And early, we each love the game, and we love grinding, and that's what you got to do if you want to win. You got to love the hustle and love the grind.
All right, so I just recapped the game against Licking Valley, and Brody, I mean, how about that start? I mean, first play, boom, you're in the house.
Yeah, it's a great play call. I just saw green grass, and I just ran for the end zone, I guess.
But to have a start like that, you're on the road. It's always tough to play at Licking Valley. It's their homecoming. To kind of take their wind out of their sails before the game gets even started, I got to think that the team was just so, you know, excited about that type of play, because you're hoping the play can always break. But screen passes, you're never quite really sure. But when it opened up like that, that just really had to give you guys a lot of momentum.
Yes, sir. It for sure, it did.
Jace, I see your name every week of making plays. You just seem to be always around the ball. For those that don't know, what positions do you play?
I play corner and safety.
And so what is your mentality out there? Because I said it before, you seem to be a ball hawk. What drives you to try to make a play out there on defense?
Well, I'm with my brother, so I always want to help the team any way I can, and I just want to win. I get sick at the thought of losing.
Well, you guys haven't lost since week one, so definitely that is working. Brody, for you, I didn't mention the positions that you play as well.
I play quarterback and slot receiver.
Okay. So what you look at this team, and I don't want to really go back too much to week one, but you guys played well enough to get the victory, and things just kind of fell apart in the end, and Worthington Kilbourne gets the victory. And I'm going to ask the same thing to Coach Waters here. You go on the road to another tough place to play in Sheridan, and you guys get that win. What was the difference, do you think, at the end of the Kilbourne game to what worked against Sheridan in week two?
I think that we just got the taste of losing in our mouths, and we didn't, like, kind of changed our focus on what we wanted to accomplish throughout the year, and it just drove us in a different direction, I guess, and made us play as one and be a better team.
I mean, what do you think?
Everybody has a game plan until you get punched in the mouth. So we got punched, and we bounced back, and that's where we are now.
Is that the difference maybe with the team this year? Not saying that teams, nobody likes to lose, but did you notice that culture change maybe from a couple of previous years to this one?
Yeah, I mean, we've always been hungry every year with Watkins. We want to be different. We say we want to be different, and we were just tired of them. We were like, we need to change, and we are going to change. There's no in-between.
So, you know, Licking Valley had a 3-game winning streak. You stopped that. Sheridan, they have not lost since that game. So you guys have played some very good teams, and that's got to get you ready, because the next 3 games are going to be pretty tough, starting with the arch rival, which I'll ask about in a minute. But are you comfortable and confident with where this team is after 7 games?
Yes, sir. I think we're all very confident of what we're capable of doing, and we're a pretty good team. So.
Yeah, like I said, you got to keep your highs low and your lows high. So that's what we're going to try to do and keep on our high horse.
Okay. So I got to ask you about quarterback and Patrick and the leadership he has shown. Just give me your thoughts on him.
He's an amazing quarterback. He's an amazing guy. He's a really great leader. And he just knows what to say in the moment.
Yeah, it helps when your QB can run and throw the ball. So that helps a lot, offense and defense. But he's a great leader since he was a freshman. He's gone to everything. He doesn't miss. He points out things when other people don't want to, or when people don't want to stand out. So
And you both play defense, so I want to ask you about this. And you mentioned how he can run and throw. This county has a ton of dual-threat quarterbacks. It really is amazing. Yeah. It's almost like Licking County has invented the RPO with what they are able to do. So as a defense, how much do you kind of have to scheme, because you're really not sure if they're going to tuck it or if they're going to throw it? How difficult is that?
Well, you have to be disciplined, of course. You can't just look with your eyes. You have to know. You have to play sideline to sideline. So you got QBs that can scramble out and throw a ball 50 yards deep. So you got to be ready for anything.
Yeah, you just be football smart and know that if you're locked up on a guy, you got to stay with him, or if you just do your job pretty much.
So that leads me into this county having a lot of great ones. The best one might be coming Friday night with Deuce Caldwell. I mean, everybody knows about him. Everybody knows to beat Heights, you've got to stop him. But nobody really has been able to stop him the last few weeks. So, again, we're not giving away anything on this show tonight, but I'm sure you guys look for the challenge to take on at one of the better athletes in Central Ohio on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, we love the challenge. Give it to us. We'll take it. We're always going to be there, and we're excited.
We're excited to play, and he's a really good quarterback, and I guess see what happens Friday.
So this is the Battle of Broad Street. Both teams are playing very well, and a little tease, we have a Licking County team poll. You both are tied for the top spot, just to give a little bit more incentive for Friday night with the Hornets. I know you guys would run into each other, obviously, during the offseason or in different sports. You know, it seems to be a very good rivalry, but how do you maintain not getting too amped up for such a big game within the community? Because everybody's going to be showing up, and it's going to be a heck of a ball game. But sometimes you can get too amped up for a game like that. So how do you maintain that this week?
You just got to stay humble and just practice every day and make sure you get better every day in practice.
Yeah, discipline. We talk about discipline everywhere, in the weight room, on the field, off the field. We got to stay disciplined. We got to keep our heads and That's what we got to do.
Is it a challenge because you've got two games left that you don't want to put all your marbles into this one game, even though it's a huge matchup? I mean, there's two games after this. You guys are looking great for the postseason, potentially host a game, but I guess you don't want to make this a be-all, end-all in game eight of the season.
Yeah.
So, again, how do you win or lose Friday night? How do you just keep, okay, guys, we got to keep going. We got to keep the ball rolling, like what you talked about with discipline and things of that nature.
Just take it week by week and fix our mistakes that we make, and like I said, get better each week, each game.
Which I think you guys really have done. I mean, especially on the road, you guys have been extremely strong. Any difference of how you prepare, road or home?
No, we're ready to play. We love the game. We each do. We're hungry. That's what it is. We're hungry.
How big is the senior class? How many seniors do you guys have? And just ballpark, if you know.
15, 16, yeah.
So probably. That's a larger senior class than we've talked to with a couple of folks that have been 6, 7, 8. Maybe the most has been 10. So you guys have stayed together with that big of a group. Has it just been this cohesive unit maybe since middle school, if you even go back that far?
Yeah. I mean, we've gone back really far, even maybe in little leagues, and we're brothers, so play as it too.
Yeah, I'll do anything for my guys. I love them, and I'm going to pour my heart out for them on the field and do anything I can for us to win and us to start a culture here and keep going.
Yeah, and to have that big of a senior class, obviously you guys are trying to make a statement for the sophomores and juniors. When you guys are done, we expect you to take this mantle and run with it to have the successful season that you guys are having. Do you see that within? Do you see the younger guys kind of understanding what you guys are trying to lead through practice and games and things of that nature?
Yeah.
I mean, do you see guys maybe ready to step into your role for next year?
Yeah, 100%. There's a bunch of kids that are ready to step into those roles and fill our shoes.
Yeah, Coach Waters definitely setting up a foundation for others to come and fill our spots, hopefully, and they're going to be good.
So I'll ask you one tough question, since the coach is right behind you.
All right.
No pressure, but what is it like to play for him?
It's great.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys answered that real quick and real good. You knew exactly what to say right there. Would you say he's a a teacher as much as a coach, learning that, because he's not an old man, but he's been around the game. I mean, he's been around the game for a while. He's obviously been with a couple schools and has been at the collegiate level. Is it his teaching as much as coaching? Because I think there is a difference, really, between the two.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a player's coach. And, we can come to him for anything, and football, non-related football, and that's a blessing. And, yeah, he's just a player's coach. He's for us, and he's here for us no matter what.
Agree with that. Yep.
Okay. Well, I think you guys have earned your meal tonight with those answers. you were very safe on that. Brody and Joyce, I appreciate you guys coming tonight. Congratulations on a great season so far. And good luck against Licking Heights on Friday.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
When we come back, we'll speak to head coach Darren Waters as well as athletic director Jacob Perkins. They'll be joining us after this timeout on the Licking County Locker Room, live from Stein Brewing Company on Kate 98.7.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brewing. Co.com.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street, Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kicks Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kicks Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I gotta tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7.
And we're back. Happy to be joined by Watkins head coach Darren Waters and athletic director Jacob Perkins. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Coach, I'll start with you. 6-1, most victories in several years at Watkins. The team has really turned the corner. What has impressed you so much about this Warrior ball club so far?
The way they play together. They really care about each other. They're a selfless group. Bunch of guys willing to do whatever they need to do to put the team first.
I asked the players about the week one with Worthington Kilbourne. It's a tough loss, and then you go on the road to Sheridan. A lot of folks would have said the Warriors are going to start 0-2 after that tough loss. They regrouped, got a huge win on the road, and really have not looked back. What was special about that team that you saw maybe in week two after a tough loss at home?
I think it was the collectively making a decision that they wanted to make a change in the program. And, you know, it's something that we've talked about over the last 2 years and making an effort to build a culture that the kids believe in. And this senior group and the kids that are playing with them are really taking that to heart. And I think the motivation to do something different and be something different really helped them rebound from week one into week two.
Jacob, you get to watch this team from up in the press box or around. You don't have to worry about coaching too much. What has impressed you about watching this team in 2022?
Yeah, I think what we just spoke about, the way they responded after that week one, because I know we came into the season with high expectations and playing that first game at home. And the way we played, frankly, it felt like they should have won the game. Mm-hmm. And some turnovers and penalties and things that happened in week one, sometimes they got to them and felt like we were the better team. And I think some Watkins teams in the past may have let that kind of spill over into the next week. And I think, to these coaching staff's credit and to the credit of this team, instead of letting that happen, they went on the road to a very tough place to play at Sheridan and responded well against a program that's used to winning. And I think that's where we're trying to get to. That was a big night for us. And, the momentum from there, we handled the victory well, just like we did the loss. And then went down to Taze Valley, another tough game, and yep, Won on the road again. And I think you mentioned earlier in your show, the way they've played on the road has been, and Coach and I have joked about it today, maybe there's a way we can trick them into thinking this is a road game, because we played so much better away from home so far this year. And that's just a credit to them, just going in with that business-like mentality. And I think that the way they responded after that week one and then going to Sheridan, I think that was a pivotal point. And then they've kept the momentum going. They've really kept it, even keel throughout the season. And I think it's been great to watch. It's been big for our school and our community to have some success and to have the hype that we have here this week. It's good. It's good for the kids and it's good for our school. And I'm anxious to see how they handle it.
It looks like the team is confident, not cocky, but confident. And I think you would agree, there is a huge difference. Like, if we, execute what we're supposed to, we're going to win the football game. Mm-hmm. But we know we're not good enough not to execute, or else we are going to get beat. So do you see that within this ball club, confidence just starting to ooze a little bit more game in and game out?
Yeah, we talk about the difference between being cocky and being confident. I guess the way we try to address it is we talk about staying humble and understanding that we need everybody around us to be the best version of ourselves, our team, our coaches, our support staff. And they've done a great job of staying grounded. The scoreboard only tells us whether we won or lost. Our focus is our film on Saturday morning and looking at how we're progressing as a team with our skills by position.
The two kids we just had, they seem to be extremely humble, but they have made big play after big play in a lot of games. And the plays that they're making are turning those games around a little bit. Is that just football instinct that you see? And I'm not just wanting to single out those two, but even a bunch of players on the team, that football instinct is coming into play this year.
Yeah, I think if you look at our roster, you'll see we have a lot of seniors on the field. We have a lot of juniors on the field. Some of those guys started the season without much experience, but they've dedicated themselves to their film study and to getting as much as they can out of their practice reps. And I think that preparation has carried over to Friday nights for them.
So Here comes the Battle of Broad Street, a game that you're very familiar with on both sides. What was that like for you? And I've read the articles when you came to Watkins, and you've tried to make it as seamless as can be. I know you still have connections at Licking Heights and things of that nature. So what is this week like for you, knowing that you've coached against both teams, you have relationships on both sides now? I know coaches don't like to make a big deal about it, but there has to be some type of a feeling here.
I mean, in the way I approach the game, that's the part about crosstown relationships is irrelevant to me. I'm a Warrior through and through, and I don't approach the game any different than I did before. I understand the importance of the crosstown rivalry. I understand what it means to our kids and our community, and I'm looking forward to playing the game on Friday.
Again, as an athletic director, you know the crowd's going to be huge. It's going to be a highlight game of the season at home. How do you get prepared for a night like that?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of preparation, and, you know, obviously it starts earlier in the week, even last week when it comes to a game like this. So you start looking ahead to the things you got to do logistically to get things in place so that these guys can do what they need to do and can focus on the game. And it's exciting, though. It's, you know, that's why you do a job like this, is because, you know, you love sports and the big game atmosphere for these kids in high school football. And, you know, to their credit, they've handled it so well. You know, we spoke earlier about how they've handled everything this season, but last week going to Valley, you know, would have been easy to a little bit kind of look ahead from their perspective, just because the rivalry is so important to these kids in this community. But, you know, the way they took care of business there and came out and performed, I think it says a lot about the team. And now they're ready and taking the same mentality for this game, you know, just going about their business and practicing hard each day. And the things that Jason Brody said earlier, I think, if the rest of the team has that same mentality, then I think that's a good thing, because you got to be careful. I think you mentioned it too. We're kind of leading them that you don't want to get too up. And I think, you know, coach has talked about that too. It's a good lesson for these kids. But it's great for them to experience a game like this. I mean, that's just what it's all about. So it's fun.
And I don't want to compare collegiate to high school, but it does remind me a little bit of almost like a West Virginia Pitt backyard brawl, where the team that had hosted the game had lost like two or three. It was back to back because they were getting too amped up of what they were hearing from alumni and the fan base and things of that nature. Both teams usually were not that good. Here you've got, you guys are 6-1. They're 5-2. Their machine has been on a very impressive roll, especially offensively. So really, there's nothing, how do I put this? I mean, both teams are coming in probably at their peak, which maybe makes it a little bit easier not to get too amped up, because we each know what we got to do, and made the best team win.
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak from my perspective, and it's only my third year at Watkins, and coach has more experience with the rivalry, having been at both places. But I can't imagine there's been too many bigger Battle for Broad Streets,
right,
as far as the momentum that both teams have going in, what's on the line. Of course, it's always big, and I know that. But I just, as this was kind of coming together, and you saw what Heights did, and then New York Catholic and against Granville, and then we saw us going to Valley, and you can kind of say, hey, if we go to Valley and win, you know, they're not allowed to think about that, but we could say, you know, that's going to set up a pretty big game. And then, you know, as soon as that game was over Friday night, I think that's the first thought is, okay, you know, here's what we've been talking about. And it's just, it's fun. It's good for the kids and the community to experience this, and for them to get to play in a game like this, I think. And we'll make sure we set it up, have a good environment, and it's something to look forward to. And it'll be a big game week. There's nothing quite like a big game week in high school football, especially a rivalry, a crosstown one.
Absolutely. Obviously, line play is going to play a major factor Friday night in Heights' two victories against Granville and Newark Catholic. They controlled the clock. They controlled the line of scrimmage. Deuce was able to do what he wanted to, either running or throwing. I think in the Granville game, they did not even throw the ball in the second half. So, line play, how do you prepare for their line and try to not have them have the 10, 12, 14 play drives?
Yeah, we take the same approach in our preparation as we would any other week. Our defensive staff does a good job of evaluating film, coming up with a game plan, relaying that game plan to our defensive players. You know, I think at any level, if you can run the football, you tend to be more successful than not. And they've kind of been on a roll with that lately. But our defense has played pretty good over the past few weeks. So we're just hoping against a quality team we're going to play on Friday night that continues.
I don't want to sound too negative on this, and I try to keep it as positive as possible, but both teams have struggled a little bit with penalties, and that has to be a key on Friday, maybe back to the amped up deal where, you know, if he's down, don't take that extra shot, because the rest will probably be looking for it as well in a high intense ball game. So I'm sure they're saying the same thing. We've got to cut down on penalties.
Well, I don't know what they're saying in their locker room, but I know that we've talked about it over the course of the season. I think sometimes you have to look at what your penalties are and when they're occurring and situations within the game. But we're striving every week to be as disciplined a ball club as we can. And it's the way our kids organize their lockers. It's the way we take care of our locker room. It's expectations before and after practice. Discipline's not something you can do for 2 hours after school. It's got to be a part of your life throughout the day, because when the pressure's on, you don't rise to the occasion. You fall to your level of your training. And we try to make sure we're trying to provide a disciplined environment for our kids all the time. And you know, we hope that trickles over in the way that we're playing.
You mentioned wins and losses on the scoreboard. Is the program where you wanted it to be when you came here a couple of years ago? Do you feel like the players have obviously bought into it because of the success that you're seeing, but are you happy with where the program is at this point?
I'm happy with what this team has done at this point. And I think as a program, we've taken a lot of steps in the right direction for becoming what we want to be long term. You know, but we were talking today, we're on a good run, but what happened last week doesn't matter, and what's going to happen in 2 weeks doesn't count either. We've got to focus on this week and be the best football team we can right now. But I think, you know, going out and playing well is important. Like I said, evaluating and looking at film, getting your kids to understand that helps to build the type of program that you want to have, and focusing on discipline and focusing on character and focusing on building a culture that the kids want to be a part of. That's going to determine, you know, the type of program we become long term. And like I mentioned, I think we've taken some good strides in that area, and it's because of senior buy-in.
So I'm going to segue over to you, Jacob, about that in regards to other sports at Watkins Memorial. You know, how has enrollment been with some of the, not just fall sports, but throughout the season? Yes, you like wins and losses, but how do you feel overall the program is shaping up right now?
Oh, I'm really happy with all of our athletic programs. I think, you know, got heading in the right direction. We've got a community that supports athletics. That was one thing that drew me to coming out here. When I left Reynoldsburg and came to Watkins, and that community feel and the support and the fact and the growth potential that was there, and we got great kids, we've got outstanding coaches in place, and tremendous support from our community and athletic boosters, and that's really what you look for when you're in positions like we are, is to have that support and that buy-in and people that are all, you know, willing to sacrifice and work for others. And I think we have that. And you see it with the success, you know, a lot of the sports. I talked in the last couple of years, our girls sports, for example, have been tremendous. And they've had a lot of success in LCL titles and advancing deep in Division I tournament, which is a challenge for us playing in Division I level in most of those sports, and still been able to advance deep in the tournament. So, you know, we're striving, and as we continue to grow, you know, that offers opportunities and also challenges. And, you know, we've improved some of our facilities, and I feel like we've hired great coaches, and, you know, we're going to continue to strive to kind of step into that growth and do the things that we want. But, you know, really happy with where we're going, and obviously it's no secret that football is a huge part of that. And, you know, when I came in, I think, you know, we looked at it as a program that had struggled a little bit, and I think Coach and I have talked, and when, you know, we coming in together and getting to work together to kind of build this thing, is it's been great. And I think, you know, it's heading in the right direction, but it's a process. It's not something that happens overnight. And I think you know, we're going to keep building, and the coaching staff is doing that, and the kids are obviously buying in, and you just keep working at it one day at a time. And I'm really, really pleased with the direction of our football program and all of our teams.
And I remember 10, 15 years ago, people would always say Watkins is it could be a sleeping giant. You just, if you get the right pieces in place, because, I mean, you're out of the Columbus metro area, but you're in the Columbus metro area. It really is an interesting landscape of where Watkins is located. But it seems like the Giant might be awakening a little bit, and just even the participation and kids just wanting to be involved.
Well, I think that's probably part of the reason why both of us are here. I mean, we both saw it as a good place to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think... And yeah, you know, reasons why there has been, you know, a lack of success in certain sports in the past, but I think those things are all things that can be addressed if you can kind of diagnose them and figure out, you know, where your opportunities are. And I think that's something, you know, we've looked at, and I know we all feel pretty good about where our community is going and all, and the people that are in charge. I mean, our administration, our school board, our athletic boosters. I mean, everybody's moving in the same direction and everyone's supportive. You don't find that everywhere.
No, that's true. And again, the players that we had here, they are humble. I mean, they are not. There is not a lot of eye in team. You could see that, and that leads to the success. But I go, when they have to make a play, they will make a play. You that's the part you really got to like.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time in the summer. We do senior leadership councils, and we talk about obviously the foundation of our culture. But we've really looked at the formula E plus R equals O, event plus response equals outcome, and we kind of diagnosed that and talked about being able to dial up the appropriate response for the outcome that you want. And you have to be in the moment now, and you have to play each play to go 1-0. And I think that really helps them keep a level head in games, and it doesn't have anything to do with me. It has to do with them buying in and believing in those philosophies.
You just gave me a flashback to high school with formulas, and I did not do well with that. So I like the way you finished it up, but that made me very nervous. Like, oh, I had issues with some of those. Coach Waters, Athletic Director Jacob Perkins, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. I know it's a haul to get out here, but we appreciate your time. And again, congratulations on what this season has been so far. We look forward to a great game Friday night with you in Heights. And Mr. Perkins, great job as the Athletic Director, and just keep it rolling out there in Pataskala.
Hey, thank you for having us, and thank you for what you guys are doing. That's a great thing to do with Licking County football, and you know, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll take our final time out and wrap things up here from the Stein Brewing Company here on the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com. Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street, Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kicks Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you could search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kix Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brew. co.com.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
The leaves are starting to change and so will the weather. Do you need to get your furnace ready for colder temperatures? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. Your furnace should be able to keep you comfortable without costing you a small fortune. Don't let the chill raise your energy bill. If your furnace can't cut it, we can get you a better and more efficient heating system. Together with York, we can keep your family warm all winter long. Call 740-763-3961, or one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 60 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at finksqualityautos.com.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7.
And we're getting ready to wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room. Again, thanks to Watkins Memorial for joining us this evening. And we hope they have a great game against Licking Heights coming up this Friday. The Battle of Broad Street should be a good one. So, as we alluded to, the top six in Licking County, the poll this week, we're going to start at number 5 because of the tie that I mentioned. The Heath Bulldogs roll back in at the number 5 spot after back-to-back victories at home. Licking Valley, despite the loss, stays in the top 5. They fall to number 4. Granville will fall to number 3 after their back-to-back losses, tough losses to Licking Heights, and then the heartbreaker by 1 to Watterson this past Friday. They will look to rebound this Friday night. Newark Catholic in the number 2 spot. The Green Wave, a couple of strong victories moving forward, and they're looking up to a game we'll have right here on Kate 98.7 this Friday night. The Green Wave at home will entertain the Lakewood Lancers. We'll be on the air at 7 for kickoff of that ball game. And the two teams that will duke it out Friday night in Watkins, the Warriors and Licking Heights. That should be a great ball game. And maybe, just maybe, it will be the first of two meetings, both very high in the Division II Region 7 poll. They both could be in the top 6 hosting a game, and then they may show up and battle each other in Week 2 or potentially a regional final. But that's down the road. We still got some regular season games to hit, including this Week 8 matchup, which should be a good one. That'll do it here from the Stein Brewing Company. Thanks to all that have listened and attended. This is Brian Mays. We'll see you Friday night here on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show is brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kix Mix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Ritberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Join us next Monday night at 6 for the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.